everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio here on Word of Mom Media Network. You're tuned in to Mixing It with Nikki Chris. This is Nikki, and in case you don't know anything about me, I'm a singer-songwriter from Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm here to celebrate women in the music and entertainment industry, providing an avenue for them to showcase their talents. That's what Mixing It is all about. Our motto is Sisters in Music, Together We Are Stronger. I am so excited to introduce you today to my very, very first live guest. You have no idea how excited I am. This is Natalie Jean. Natalie is an award-winning singer-songwriter and performer. She is extremely versatile. She sings and writes in numerous genres and languages, including French, Spanish, and Haitian Creole. Natalie has garnered a multitude of nominations and awards for her work. And she's also a voting member in the Recording Academy and a fierce advocate for women in the music business. Welcome, Natalie Jean. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am awesome. I'm so excited to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
So I'm going to kick things off. I want to talk about all of these awards that you've been nominated for or won, because I think some of them are actually fairly recent. I know that I saw that you had a Josie Music Award, a Peace Song Award finalist. Tell us about those.
So at the Josie Music Awards, the 2020 Josie Music Award, I won World Artist of the Year. And congratulations to you, too, because you won two awards in pop.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And then after, when I came back, my song, We Kneel, which is collaboration with Derek DDS Spears, was a finalist in the Peace Song Awards. So that was pretty exciting.
Oh, that's awesome. And weren't you recently nominated for a WHAM Award, too?
Oh, yeah. So then there's...
all these awards.
Yeah. Now, hard to keep track. I was nominated for Her Song, Female Artist of the Year, and Social Justice Song for the song I Am.
Fabulous. Oh, my God. That's so awesome. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So awards and nominations require music. Obviously, right? Because you got to have music to submit to them. So I would love for you to tell me and our listeners about your current album, Where Do We Go From Here?
So Where Do We Go From Here was some things that I had in mind to do last year. I wanted to do a social impact message album. You know, I wanted to change gears a little bit. You know, I love writing about love and not love and breakups and stuff like that, but I wanted to do something more because as an artist, I want to be an effective player in life. I want to, you know, I want my music to make a difference. There should be a difference because, you know, music has the power to heal. It makes people happy, and it's one place when people gather together, they all get along. So, you know, with everything going on in the world, I wanted to do an album where I wanted people to sit down and really think about things. Not trying to change people's minds, but, you know, I want people to become a little bit more compassionate, put themselves in other people's shoes. So I came up with several different themes for the album because there's so much you could talk about the world. But basically, I came up with climate change, police brutality, racism, rape, school shootings, you know, gun violence, female empowerment and stuff like that, and just being tired with everything altogether. So last year I came up with that album. It was released on February 14th, 2020 of this year. And, you know, some of the albums had some great reviews, and some of the songs have been awarded stuff and, you know, like semi-finalists in the UK songwriting contest and stuff like that. So, and it's reached a lot of people, and some people think I'm brave to talk about certain issues, but...
Yes, I agree with you. I think you're so brave to talk about some of these issues on that album, because a lot of them are issues that, in my opinion, haven't been touched, you know, by many artists. So I applaud you for stepping out and doing those types of songs.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You know, I really don't think about things. I just like, if it's going to help somebody else and they understand that, you know, people are going through things throughout life that you may not be aware of, and maybe that will put some compassion somewhere, then, you know, I've done my job.
That's fantastic. That's really great. And that's what music is all about. You definitely said it, that music music, when everybody goes to a concert or everybody is listening to music, music heals, music unites. And you,
right.
know, you and I are very similar in that regard, that a lot of the, you know, especially this last album, you know, I think particularly with what was on the Where Do We Go From Here album, is empowering and telling of a story and just taking that one step further, talking about things that, that people don't
right.
really want to hear or may
exactly.
not be willing to speak out about. So
right.
awesome.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. And I actually think you brought some of the songs with you today.
Yes.
One of the songs, and I know this one's probably the most personal one on the album from what I understand, but why don't you talk to us and tell us about the song I Am before we play it for everyone.
So I wanted to create a song about feeling the aspects of racism, but I wanted to do it in a totally different way. And so I thought singer-songwriter, thought Americana, I said, you know, maybe I should just express myself the way that I would speak, just tell people how I'm feeling during these trying times. And so I Am came out, and it came out more like trying to tell the world, I'm not going to give in to the hate. I'm just going to give in to the love. I'm going to show you who I am, and you can't break me, basically. And it's one of my favorite songs on the album. And I actually did this song in one take. Because
wow.
it's, yeah, I did it in one take. I sang it through, and my music producer, we looked at each other, and she's like, that's it. We don't need to do anything else with it. So, you know, it's very special to me because of that and because of what the message presents.
Well, I'm so excited for everyone to hear this. Let's play I Am.
I am supposed to be.
Wow. You know, every time I listen, because I listen to this song quite a bit, and I also listen to the other song that you brought too, as well as amongst other ones that I know that you've released. But I listen to this song quite a bit, and I know it's gotten some press lately. Every time I hear it, I get chills. Every single time. So I know when I listen to something and I get chills, it's powerful, and it sends a powerful message. So
thank you.
Bravo to you. So
thank
why
you so
don't
much.
We talk about, so obviously you said that I Am inspired you in that way, but, you know, what other things inspire you, or who are some of your biggest influences?
One of my biggest influences, well, there are two of them. And, well, we'll start with Celine Dion, because that's who I knew first. What I love about her is the way that she sings. She evokes every emotion out of her lyrics. Every single, and I love watching her. You can feel that she's feeling everything that she's singing. And then the second person I would say would be Nina Simone. And I just got to know Nina Simone about 3 or 4 years ago. And, you know, I'm just in awe of who she was. She commanded the stage. I mean, when she was performing, she didn't want you to make a noise. She wanted you to watch her perform. And what people do seem to understand, you know, you have to rehearse, you have to do all these things just to get a great performance, and she wanted you to see that. And then she wasn't afraid to write songs about the times as well. You know, she had a song called Mississippi Goddamn, which some radio stations wouldn't play back in the day, but, you know, it talked about something in history that was very sad, just horrible. And so I love that about her, and her whole background about, you know, she wanted to be this huge pianist, and she ended up going into a bar, and they said, well, if we're going to hire you, you have to sing. And that's how her singing career started. She never thought she would ever be a singer, and I just thought she was a very strong and powerful woman. So.
Wow, I had no idea. I had no idea about Nina that. I thought that she always sang.
No. Because she needed a job, and the guy was just like, but you've got to sing with it. And that's how it all
goodness.
Started.
See? Now I'm even learning stuff.
That's
I don't know everything. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break and say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be right back on Mixing It with Nikki Chris here on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back on Mixing It with Nikki Chris on Word of Mom Radio and our guest, Natalie Jean. So Natalie, from your perspective, what's the hardest part about being in the music business? I know it's an open-ended question, but I'd love to hear your input.
The hardest thing about the music business is trusting people in the music business. Because once you start getting into it, you'll be contacted by so many different companies. Oh, they can do so much for you, but yet you have to give them like $5,000 to get your stuff, you know, done or be seen or promoted or whatever the case may be. And so you basically have to do a lot of due diligence. You really should research everybody that contacts you, because if you don't, you'll get screwed in the end. And, you know, a lot of people have come to me in these past 9 years and have promised so many beautiful things. But in the end, you know, some of them were scammers. And, you know, you pay the price. I paid the price because I was green in the beginning. You know, I lost $5,000 through certain things. So I learned from that. And that'll never happen again. So I would say, yeah, it's hard. It's hard. And then you just, you know, people can be two-faced in the music industry. I'm so much joy. But, you know, it's just hard to trust. That's what it is.
And I actually would agree with you. I mean, and this is the interesting thing about having, you know, you on as a guest. Because, I mean, we're both singer-songwriters, right? So we both we have the same craft, you know, so both of us utilize probably a lot of the same, whether it's companies or potential opportunities. I mean, obviously, you know, we both submit to the same types of awards or
right.
things like that. So, you know, I definitely can relate from a artist and singer-songwriter perspective that, yeah, I mean, it is very, very hard to know who to trust
right.
because, you know, all of us, I think, have been burned at some point in time,
mm-hmm.
especially early on in our careers, because we don't know who to trust or, you know, is somebody really for real? The other
right.
thing I also think, too, and I sometimes feel that people try and take advantage of
exactly
of you, you know, because they think,
right.
you know, even now today, and I don't know if you feel this, but, you know, we're obviously more seasoned in
right.
our knowledge. I still feel
mm-hmm.
that sometimes people try and take advantage of me. And then when I, you know, push back or I say, well, if you want me to write a song for you, this is my fee. Oh, and
right.
on top of my fee, I also take credits, you know, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I'm like, yeah, I'm not a newbie. I don't, you know, I don't work for free,
right.
but you still finding the same thing even now, years down the road?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. People want things for free. Nobody wants to pay for anything. But the irony is that what I find is that something that's very expensive is the one that they believe is the best. So they'll pay a lot of money, but they just won't pay you the same amount of money. I mean, we know we have friends that'll pay $30,000 plus to create an album, which is crazy to me. It's not to say that the musicians and all those people, the engineers and producers, aren't worth the money, but you can make a great album without having to spend that much money.
Right.
So it boggles the mind that a lot of people will want to use certain names on their album, and they'll bankrupt themselves to do that. And I just refuse to do that.
So would you say that besides, you know, because I agree with you on the whole cost of an album thing, 150%.
Right.
But what, you know, so obviously you've learned that over the years,
yeah.
right? So what else specifically have you learned that maybe a young and up and coming artist might not know about?
Well, I think one of the main things is that a lot of people, up and coming young people, they want to sound like their favorite artist. And right there is a faux pas in the sense that you want to sound like yourself, not somebody you're trying to imitate, because nobody wants to listen to the same thing over and over and over again. They want something new. They want something fresh and exciting. Well, I don't know about the radio stations, but it seems like they play the same people over and over again. But, you know, if you go to a music webinar or conference, they're always telling you, well, we want to hear something fresh. We want to hear something new. You know, if you're going to write for an artist, don't give us something that they've already done. Give us something that they haven't done. This is what we're looking for. So, stay true to who you are as an artist and, you know, don't let anybody change you.
Excellent advice. Love it. So with that, I actually want to parlay us into your next song that you brought to share with everyone. It, again, is off your latest album. Why don't you tell us a little bit about I Told You No?
So I Told You No is extremely personal and is about someone being sexually assaulted, so it's about me. And I decided to do that song because I thought it would help somebody else, you know, down the line. I'm not afraid to share my experiences. They are what they are. And it just speaks on what happened that
that evening and what that person is going through. Because I always hear a lot of songs on the aftermath of rape and stuff like that, but I hardly hear anything about what happened during. So I wanted to do something like that.
Very personal indeed. Everyone, this is I Told You No by Natalie Jean.
Footsteps. told you no.
Absolutely powerful. I can't imagine how hard that was to write.
Yeah, when I played it for my mom, she was like, well, you never told me about that. And I said, yes, I am.
And when did this happen? And so she wanted to relive everything. And I said, well, you know, I'm not about to relive everything, but this is just a situation that happened, an awful situation. And, you know, this situation sometimes pops in my head, but I go through it, and I'm able to walk up and walk out. And but I thought it would be helpful for other people.
I definitely think so. And, again, I applaud you for tackling very personal and what I would almost call sensitive issues that, you know, are out there today. So tell me what's next, Natalie. What do you want to tell our listeners? What's teeing up down the road for you? And then when you're done with that, why don't you also tell us where we can find you online?
Okay. Working on projects with Nikki Chris.
Well, hey, now you took my next question away.
well, I'll just say that and then blah, blah. Working on some other collaborations, a bunch of songs. Right now I'm working on voting for the Grammys, Yippee-ki-yay. So listening to a lot of songs. But, yeah, basically doing more collaborations. I've teamed up with B-Squared Management. They've been helping me out with publicity and press and getting me some online streaming gigs. So, you know, more streaming, online streaming gigs and stuff like that. But I'm digging deeper into the music. I think there's more to say. Right now my music producer's, you know, his office is closed because of COVID and stuff like that. But once he's back up and running, I'm hoping to get in there. And also, you know, I have a keyboard here that I need to learn how to play. So that's also on my to-do list. I got to get that going. So to find me, you can go to my website, which is www.natalie-jean.com. Twitter is natnat7. Instagram is nataliej0819. Facebook is Natalie Jean Obsession. Or you just Google me. You can Google Natalie Jean Music and I'll pop up.
Excellent. Yeah. And it's Natalie Jean, J-E-A-N, for those that are interested. So I am going to go back to the collaboration question because you mentioned that you are getting ready to work on various types of collaborations. And, you know, you're like, in my mind, the collaboration queen because I am always looking forward to seeing who you're going to be teaming up with. And you actually have teamed up with quite a few people, so that's awesome. But, I mean, obviously you must like working on collaborations, and why?
Well, collaborations can be quite interesting. So you really had to find the person that is good at doing collaborations. And I've been lucky in working with Michael Peloso, Rory Gardner, and Derek Spears. And I've also worked with Dennis Tsai. And actually, this guy Chris asked me to sing on another thing. So they can be quite tricky. But if you're working with the right people that have the right temperament, they can be wonderful. But if you're working with people that don't have the right temperament, they can go all haywire. You know, you don't want to deal with a person with a huge ego because that's just not going to work. So, you know, when I'm working with somebody, I try to lay down the law and tell them how things are going to go.
Oh, my God. Our collaboration is going to be interesting. We've got two, you know, our two personalities. Yeah, so we've kind of let the cat out of the bag. Natalie and I are going to be working on some stuff together. So, but anyway, you know, you'll hear more about that down the road. But I actually am going to agree with you 110% because that's why I've started to be a lot more firm with agreement. And that would be a tidbit out to new artists or up-and-coming artists. You know, as you start to build your connections, potentially watch how people work with each other or interact with each other, and even as you potentially may investigate a collaboration, whatever it may be, whether it's singing on someone's album, playing on someone's album, even doing a co-write, you know, agreements, good idea, written agreements, good idea, and vetting people, because I agree with you. I've had some that I won't ever work with again. Yep. It's par for the course, I guess. It's just the way that it is. So with that, Natalie, thank you again so, so much for being the very, very first guest. I'm so excited to have you on. Is there anything else before we sign off that you would like to tell our listeners?
Don't be afraid to be who you are. That's basically it. You know, life is short, as we've seen it in COVID pandemic craziness. And you know what? Live your life. That's my
good advice. Very good advice. All right. With that, I'd like to thank my wonderful guest, Natalie Jean, for taking the time to chat with us today. Thank you all for tuning in to Mixing It with Nikki Chris. On behalf of everyone here at Word of Mom Radio, we send out our thanks as we close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. This is Nikki Chris saying, keep on mixing it.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She